Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Are you feeling stuck? Are you longing for something in your life, perhaps love, relationship, good health? You're not really sure what it is, but you're not sure which way to go or what to do or how to move forward. Is there something in your lifestyle that's no longer working for you? Are you spending more time doing what's urgent rather than what's important to you? Did you know that your aching feet are all tied to all of these things, and that all problems with the feet are your soul's way of telling you something needs to change? So that's what the topic is going to be today, is what are your feet telling you when they hurt? Thank you for joining me. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. I'm going to be sharing some of the information on foot problems that we have, plantar fasciitis and neuroma specifically. Actually, the topic of this show is from listener Elizabeth Smith, who wrote me and said that she's been experiencing foot pain for about 3 years, and the doctors haven't been able to pinpoint the exact cause, because she says not only do her feet hurt her, but her lower back hurts her as well. So they spend more time looking at lower back than they're looking at the feet. So today I'm going to be talking about those common foot issues. I'm also going to be sharing the hidden meanings behind it. I'm going to be sharing how they look to me as a medical intuitive in the energy field. And then offering at the end of the show, like I always do when I have a topic, is talking about some different things that you can do to be able to help either eliminate the foot problem altogether or to relieve the pain that's associated with it. So again, if you think of feet and soul being connected, then it will be easy for you to be able to start being your own medical intuitive and looking at what you can do to be able to make the changes in your life, because that's really what feeling stuck is all about. It isn't that you're really stuck. It's just that mentally you're caught up in maybe comfort zones or habits and things that are basically causing you to stay in that same repetitive pattern of thinking that says, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, I'm unable to move forward, whatever it may be. So Elizabeth, I want to thank you for your email. I hope that you're going to enjoy the show, and that it's going to actually help you in your healing process, not only from that energetic standpoint, but the psychological standpoint. And then in the last segment, I'm going to be sharing a remedy that I truly, when I saw it, I was so skeptical. That must be my yellow personality. I was so skeptical. This is not going to work. But I'll tell you, it did work, and it worked very, very well. I'm also going to be taking your calls and sharing my medical intuitive skills. So if you have a question for me about your health, you can call me at 877-230-3062 or 425-644-5620. So please do give me a call, and we will go from there. 877-230-3062 or 425-644-5620. All right, so let me begin talking about plantar fasciitis. And I know this one very intimately as far as how it's going to be affecting the health of the body. Plantar fasciitis, the most common cause of feet problems. This is something that we know a lot about from the standpoint of those high heels that we're wearing. And ladies, those high heels that we have right now that are those stilettos, I will tell you, those are very, very hard on the feet. It's an unnatural position for the feet to be in. I actually hurt my feet through a sports injury 3 years ago, working on a treadmill. Didn't stretch my feet, brand new shoes, brand new treadmill. And then lo and behold, I come up with being on my feet so much with plantar fasciitis. So I'm also, though, to tell you, I've been dealing with this for almost 3 years now, and I've been having to do a lot of my own personal work around releasing the things in my life that haven't been working, or releasing the thoughts that have caused me to feel stuck. And the gift of that, I know that's strange to say that, but the gift of that is that it allows us to be able to really look at our lifestyle, look at our thoughts, look at our emotions, look at our attitudes, and really ask ourselves, What is causing us to feel so stuck? Plantar fasciitis is actually a chronic inflammation syndrome, and it's really, they call it CIS, chronic inflammatory syndrome. Syndrome meaning that it has a lot of different symptomology associated with it. It isn't really what we call an illness or a disease that is well defined. But the key word around the plantar fasciitis is chronic, meaning that there's prolonged repetitive activities, or from my perspective as a medical intuitive, a chronic prolonged behavior that is causing us to not be able to be comfortable in our feet or to feel like we move forward. It's most common in people who are on their feet a lot, who dance a lot, who use treadmills, stepmasters, and also people who run. Another contributing factor is a lot of the weight gain that we are having going on for the different problems that we're eating, the supersizing of food, the way that we're not being able to exercise as much. We're sitting so much more in a sedentary position at the computers. All of those things, the way we hold our feet when we're sitting at the computer, seeing if you're on your toes, are you on your heels, are you resting the arch of your foot over maybe a chair rung or the feet of your chair. All of those can cause those ligaments, the plantar ligaments in the feet, to be able to come in and to actually become inflamed. They become sore. There's a lot of pressure on them. And then what we do is we stand on those. They're kind of curved, and we stand on those. And then all of a sudden, those ligaments start to have to stretch when we stand on them, and that can create most of the problem. Actually, plantar fasciitis is affecting all ages. It used to be that it would be people who were more what we call middle-aged women and male joggers, but now what we're finding, because of the shoe fad, specifically around the flip-flops, and then also these new stiletto high heels and everything, the diagnosis for plantar fasciitis has actually increased 70 to 75% in just the last couple years. The natural height that the ligaments are designed to stretch, not only from being barefoot to being in shoes, is about 2 inches. And rubber soles are much better because they actually act as shock absorbers to be able to keep those ligaments in a flexible state. Now, if you can remember that your feet, those ligaments, need to be supported by a good arch support in your shoes, and then also be sure that you have enough heel cushion in your shoes, then you're going to find that you won't have as many problems with your feet as far when they become stretched. Now, what plantar fasciitis is it's really an over a hyperextension of the ligaments itself, but sometimes that hyperextension can actually create micro tears in the ligaments themselves. That's what causes the inflammation, is that the micro tears will then become inflamed. And if we don't allow those ligaments to be able to heal, and that really means when you first get it, that you should stay off of your feet as much as possible. I know I bought myself a stool that was on rollers, and I literally planted my bottom on that stool as much as I could and rolled from one place to the other to be able to keep my feet in a position where I wasn't continuing the process of aggravating those tears. Now, if those tears do become inflamed and they aren't able to heal, they'll actually create little calcium deposits in those tears. And then those little tears and those calcium then can create a lifelong problem. And there's now new techniques where they can go in and use lasers to be able to break those deposits up. But prior to this new technology to be able to do this, we basically, as women and men, had to put up with these calcifications, and we refer to them as basically bone spurs. However, bone spurs don't cause the pain that really creates the problem. It's that the bone spurs themselves and the impact on the soft connective tissue around them creates this inflammation. And then as a result, that inflammation is what causes the heel pain. One of the things that you can do if you have suffered from plantar fasciitis, or you are currently doing that, they have a lot of foot supports. It's very important that you keep your feet in an upright position as if you were standing when you're sleeping. There's the way that we're anatomically anatomically designed is that if we sleep on our back, we rest the pressure on our heels, we point the toes forward. Those cause those ligaments to shorten. And then when we get out of bed, if we don't stretch them properly before we get out of bed, we step on them. Now those contracted ligaments are now forced to spread out, and then that's what creates the aggravation and continues the aggravation around plantar fasciitis. So what you can do is stretch your feet. I always back and forth, rotate the ankles. That's very good. When the ankles are tight, the ligaments are tight. When the ankles and ligaments are tight, then that lower back, the glutes and the back is tight, and then that's why when we have plantar fasciitis, it really radiates up into the lower back. So a lot of the heel pain that we feel is actually tied to the Achilles tendon, and in the last segment, I'm going to be sharing some ways to be able to work with that. So there are things that we can do for plantar fasciitis, orthotics. I got a card from a friend of mine the other day that was wishing me happy birthday, and basically what she said is, my orthotics are more cute than yours. And it's kind of an ongoing process. So if you do have plantar fasciitis, I encourage you to see a podiatrist or go to a store that specializes in foot problems and get yourself a good pair of orthotics and get some that you can change from different styles of shoes that can work for you, because your feet will adjust to the orthotics itself. Also, I'm going to be talking about some of the anti-inflammatory things that you can do. I know when my feet happened, and I went to a podiatrist. The podiatrist said that, well, there's two things we can do, Carol. We can put you on a high dosage of ibuprofen, and then we can go in and we can also do steroid shots, cortisone shots in your ankles and heels itself, which was unpleasant, ultimately. And I looked at him very, confidently, and I said, why would I do anything like that? And he said, well, that's all I can do from a doctor's perspective is help you. And I figured, well, I could do a lot of it on my own, and certainly did a lot of it. But I found that being on my feet as much, it wasn't healing as quickly as I needed to. And as a result, I've been carrying it and working with it for 3 years now. But I remember going back to the doctor about 6 months afterwards and saying to the doctor, he says, hi, Carol, you're back. I said, I am. He says, I told you, all I can do is ibuprofen or cortisol shots. And he says, which do you want? And I said, both. They really did help. So as you're looking at the healing process, I'm going to be sharing both alternative ways, but don't become so set in your mental thinking as I did that you're going to be able to maybe bypass that part of it. It depends on the amount of tears and how quickly that you heal, primarily because of how little that you can be on your feet. In my profession and teaching my classes and stuff, that wasn't an option, including going through airports and everything else. So that's all about plantar fasciitis. Now, another common foot problem are called neuromas. However, unlike plantar fasciitis, which tends over the course of time to heal themselves, neuromas usually require treatments by a podiatrist to be able to work with it. They're actually non-cancerous growths that actually occur on the nerve itself, and it's the tissue that forms between the toes and the ball of the foot. They're more common in women than men. Part of the thinking is that the type of shoes we wear as women are very irritating to us. These new pointy toes that we've been dealing with cause those toes to have to squish in. They throw the foot bed off the way it needs to, and it can irritate and inflame the nerve and can create a neuroma. Treatment is aimed at relieving the pain. That can be anywhere from corticosteroids or cortisol alcohol solutions, and then again, as I said, orthotics. Many times with neuromas, it will require that you actually have to deal with it from a surgical standpoint, because what they'll do is, tied to the nerves, they don't tend to react as quickly as they need to before they start becoming fibrous, meaning ganglion, like hard little nodules on the bottom of the feet. And then what happens is, every time you step on those little hard nodules, then it inflames the nerve even more. So those are some of the things that I'm going to be talking about. I am going to be sharing more about some of the psychological contributors behind it, and I'm going to be sharing a few remedies. But I want to jump in right now, and I would like to go with Debbie from British Columbia. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, hon. How can I help you?
I'm calling because your show, I had plantar fasciitis about 4 years ago, and now I have, like, burning feet all the time, and with pain up into my shins and knees, and a blood test showed I have very low B12, and also they're looking into that I either have pernicious anemia and or fibromyalgia. So I've done a lot of your suggestions. I've had, like, two pairs of orthotics, and I've taken pain medication, but nothing really seems to be helping. So I'm just phoning in to see what are your suggestions to help me, like, spiritually to heal.
Oh, very, very good. Well, one of the things is the burning in the feet, it is a part of a neuropathy. What it's saying is that the nerves themselves are inflamed. So that burning isn't actually the ligaments themselves. It's a nerve inflammation. And that nerve inflammation can create a lot of the other things with the diagnosis of them looking at fibromyalgia and some of the other things. So as you're looking at from a physical standpoint, we need to find a way to get those nerves to be able to cool down. And one of the ways to be able to do that, I'll take it physically first, that I was going to share in the last segment, but I'm going to share, is that when your feet burn, the ligaments themselves are not comfortable. So the soft connective tissue is not comfortable. It's being affected. And then the nerves themselves are inflamed. You can take a bottle of water, empty some of it out, freeze it. Whenever you have the burning, hun, what you want to do is you just want to roll your feet on that ice that's in the bottle. And what it does is that ice cold on the nerves itself sends a message to the brain that basically tells the brain to release an endorphin. The third chakra is personal power and self-confidence. And one of the things, Debbie, is that as you're looking at what you want to do, I'm picking up all these things. You feel like you're at a crossroads, honey, as far as what you want to do the rest of your life. I know that sounds big and ominous and everything else on it, but the thing is that you're highly developed in your intuition. I can tell that. You can read people as effectively as I can read people if you would just learn to trust your intuition and allow it to express itself. The way that it expresses itself, it feels like in you, Debbie, is that it gives you kind of these mental pictures. And then it gives you this sensation in your body. And then you just seem like you know, but you don't know how you know. That's the way your intuition talks to you. You also have healer energy. I'm going to tell you that your healing energy and that healer that you have inside of you is more soul-directed than it is the physical body. So one of the things as you're looking at what you want to do with your life, energy is your common denominator. And that's what the nerves represent. They represent the flow of chi, that energy throughout the body. When I go in, honey, in the third chakra, it feels like I have a little tear, kind of like what I had in the feet that is in the healing process, by the way, that I have a little tear in that third chakra. So it's like your spiritual self and your physical self just can't seem to get together and dance this dance of life the way that you want it to. Being an energy healer, what you might want to do is you might want to look at subtle energy medicine. That's anywhere from Reiki, even though that's energy, it's subtle energy. Homeopathy, flower essence, sounds, tones, tuning forks, Tibetan bowls, any of those things, anything that has a sound associated with it will help you not only in healing other people, but it will help at that vibrational level that will help you also in being able to go in and to do the work that you really would like to. So those are some of the things. The irritation that you have is that you feel like you're pretty hard on yourself, truthfully, a lot of expectations that you have. Sweetie, be kind. If you do something for the first time, you're doing it for the first time. That may help you as well. So you want to work with the immune system. No self-directed anger. If you're saying anything that you wouldn't say to your worst enemy, we need to just zip it and stop it. And then go in and look at what in your life right now, honey, just right now, not your past, right now, is causing you to feel resentful. And then that's where you want to start the change. What your feet are telling you is that you've been in patterns that while it's worked for you to some degree, it's never liberated you the way that you really are. You're like this beautiful butterfly. I can just see you as I touch you with it. And then also look at the people in your life, your lifestyle, the things that are causing you compromise, and then just choose one thing. And when you choose that one thing, focus on it, make the changes on that one thing so you can measure the progress, so you can feel it in your body, and then tackle something else. Part of your personality feels to me like you like to take on a lot of things. Right now, I just would like you to focus on one thing. So the spiritual part, we need to heal that split, that tear. It's like taking... See that your spiritual and your physical are one and the same. You are a healer. You're an energetic healer. And you're very masterful in being able to use your intuition to read people. You're very skilled, sweetie. You really are. So I needed to keep saying that because I'm not sure you believe that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And I am on a new path because I left a job of 20 years about a year ago, and I haven't been very decided in what I want to do now. So thank you very much for all your
support. You are so welcome. You are so welcome. You know, that's one of the upsides and downsides. The upside is you're talented at a lot of things and you can do a lot of things. The downside is it can be overwhelming. That overwhelming sends these electrical inconsistencies through the body, and that can end up as nerves. So anyway, thank you so much, Debbie. Okay, let's go to Donna from Georgia. Hi, Donna. Hi, sweetie. How can I help you?
Oh, I believe in synchronicity. When I finally found you, I didn't know where you had gone. I found you on this channel, and I saw this show was going to be about feet. And I wanted to talk about feet.
Good, good. So where do you want to start with your poor feet, darling?
Oh, they have hurt since I remember the first time they hurt was last July, but I don't know why. I never did know why. And I've not been a person who has been on my feet for work. So that, you know, I've listened to all that you've said today. And the caller actually that just called in from British Columbia, although I haven't been to any doctors, that's the no health insurance, an American thing.
Right.
Yeah, you understand. I did a lot of internet research. I thought I might have the neuropathy problem because there is a diabetic problem in my family, but I did the A1C test myself and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the blood sugar's not the problem. And I've tried some stuff that, like, first of all, I was pretty sedentary before. I'm not overweight. In fact, I'm perfectly normal. And I started walking every day. Now I'm walking 2 miles a day. And it's better, but it's not better all the time. It's only better, like, every third or fourth day. And in between, I have these terrible days with my feet.
Yeah.
And then at night. So I don't understand. I'm doing all this stuff. I tried turmeric, and it got worse. Let's see, what else have I tried? Anyway, I read in your book, by the way, about the feet. You know, you're trying to, I think it said, to get away from something. I read that, and I said, I don't know what I'm trying to get away from. So maybe there is a spiritual connection. I just haven't figured it out yet.
Well, and part of the reason that you haven't had time to figure it out yet is that your mind is fixated on this erraticness around your feet. And there's a couple of things that I find is there's some looking at your feet. Your right foot is different than your left. It looks like it's smaller in size. The arch is different in the right than in the left. The ball of the foot in the right is actually moving up toward the toes. That is pulling on the ligaments themselves. The walking does help from the standpoint it keeps those ligaments flexible. Neuropathy, the burning that you get in your feet are kind of like what I'd call hot dogs. And what I'm picking up with that is I'm not picking up that it's the neuropathy like I was talking to the other caller about, but it's just the fact that I can tell you, honey, your feet react to the insoles themselves. And it might be important for you to look at maybe doing suede or something, anything that has chemical, polyester, polymer, anything like that. Your feet just gets hot, and you're actually, it feels like, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Oh, thank you. So what they do is they get hot because you're having almost a dermatitis effect from whatever is on your feet. Your socks that you're going to wear, if you're wearing shoes and socks, your tennis shoes or anything, should be 100% cotton. They should not have any other spandex or anything that's in them. It would be worthwhile for you to look at socks that are, they're called diabetic walkers. Again, that's not that because you have diabetes, but what they have is they have padding in the toe part and in the heel part. It's also to help wick some of the moisture out. My sense is that's what causes a lot of the burning that you're having, is that you literally are having, it feels to me, like an allergic reaction to whatever your insole is. So see if you can find something that could help you with that, and if that could be able to create some of that burning. The other thing is that when I go to that right foot, there's an old injury in that right foot, honey. It looks like you either twisted it, maybe, I don't know if it's ice skating, roller skating, doing something, but you actually have a little bit of a bone spur on the back side of the right heel from an injury. And it's just not really on the heel, but it's just on the edge of the heel where the foot and the kind of heel forms on that outside. So I can pick up a little bit that way. Your right ankle feels like it becomes more tight than your left ankle. The left side of your body's trying to support your right side because you're favoring it, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. So what you've got is now you've got both of these feet that are trying to be able to support you. But I do have this kind of allergic reaction. But in the right foot, I would encourage you, when you sleep, you point your toes down. You, if you just bring them up gently in the morning, get that right ankle free. One of the things the podiatrist shared with me is when you're sitting down, take your right foot and go through the ABCs and use your toes, go A, B, and all the way through. And what that does is it stretches all the ligaments, all the muscles in the feet, and then the foot itself. And then it also stretches the Achilles tendon. It stretches all those fine little muscles that are in the ankle itself. And then my sense is that you'll find that it, you'll have much more movement. That'll take some of the pressure off of your lower back as well. The reason that it feels to me that it's so erratic is that if you look at your patterns and how long you walk or when you walk, or it's almost like if you've been on your feet a lot for 3 days straight, you're going to have feet that hurt. The heel's going to hurt because of this little bone area that I was talking about. So you can actually, I can find patterns, and the pattern isn't so much of the inflammation as it is just plain darn irritation is what it feels like to me. So that's something for you to look at. When you do you wear let's see, what we not sandals, but like
flip-flops.
Pumps or anything? Do you wear flip-flops?
Actually, I try to go barefoot as much as possible. Or in socks.
Okay.
Just because the shoes, all the shoes bother me anymore.
Ever since I
got laid off, and I just don't wear real shoes much. If I do, I wear tennis shoes.
Okay, well, very good. So when you're wearing tennis shoes, be sure about your socks. When you're wearing, part of the reason that the shoes don't feel right is because the ball of the foot is moving forward. You don't have as much cushion on the ball of the foot. So if you're going to be wearing regular pumps or shoes or anything like that, you're going to have to protect the ball of the foot and then put something cushiony, maybe a Dr. Scholl's cushion in the heel,
right.
And then that would work. But you please do know that you are very skin sensitive to anything that has a polymer or a polyurethane in it or has any kind of polyester in it. That's where I'm really picking up, where I'm getting the burning dogs around the foot itself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So see you are so welcome. And you know what, honey? It isn't that you're stuck spiritually. You just needed to take a reprieve from all the press and stress. And so what your feet are doing is asking you to get different scenery. I really don't find anything that spiritually that you're not doing. And you've done so much emotional work. I want to end with that. So much emotional work. I would like to give you a whole box of gold stars for letting go of the things that you've done. I mean, it really needs to be acknowledged. It does.
Amen.
I'll tell you. So I want to acknowledge you, sweetie. So, okay, thanks very much, Donna.
All right.
Okay, well, let me just end real quick, and then we're going to go into commercial break. Neuromas, I find in my world as a medical intuitive, I just kind of want to tease you a little bit with this, is the fear of the future and the, at the same time, being afraid to not step forward in people, in life. People who tend to stick with where they are rather than to take a risk, I find tend to be at a higher predisposition for neuromas. Plantar fasciitis is deep-seated resentment. And when I was dealing with all this, I said to myself, now, Carol, if you called the medical intuitive, what would they say? And they would say, well, your feet are tied to deep-seated resentment. And I said, well, how could that be? Well, most of plantar fasciitis actually radiates into the lower back. So then I got the deep-seated first chakra resentment. What in my life was I resenting? It was around deadlines. Can't get away from them, but I can certainly learn to manage them, and I can choose which deadlines are important to me. So those are two of the things. I'm going to give you a sneak preview of what the next half hour is going to be. Please stay tuned. I'm going to be right back and talk more about what your feet are telling you when they hurt.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Well, thanks for joining me. If you are just joining me right now, I'm talking about what your feet are trying to tell you when they hurt. So much of what's happening right now is I have a friend who is a chiropractor and keeps saying to me, Carol, I'm finding so many people are coming to me with back pain. And I find that the back pain isn't really back pain, it's foot pain. So, it's what prompted me to, do this show as well as a listener's suggestion and then dealing with it myself. I thought as a, you know, good medical intuitive, if I can help someone else, perhaps I can learn something myself. So again, we're talking about sore feet, plantar fasciitis, and neuromas specifically, talking about the hidden meaning. I'm going to share a little more about that. I am taking your calls, and the number is 877-230-3062, or you can call me at 425-644-5620. I'd like to invite you to my October teleclass. It's going to be October 29th, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock, that's 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock p.m. is Eastern time. The topic for this month is GERD or acid reflux. Had a lot of requests from listeners and people on the internet saying to me, Carol, would you do a full hour on acid reflux, on GERD, share some of the hidden meanings behind it? What does it look like in the energy field? How does it map in the chakras? And I'm a yellow personality, so does that increase my susceptibility to GERD? So that's all the things that I'm going to be talking about on that teleclass. It's 60 minutes in length. I also, if time permits, I also answer questions from the people that participate on the teleclass. It's just chock full of information that can allow you to go in and look at acid reflux, not from just what's happening in your body, but looking at it holistically. And the beautiful part of healing is you can start at a holistic standpoint, changing diets, supplements, or something as simple as that. You can go in and you can take Prilosec, you can do Nexium, those type of things if that's what you're inclined, but you can also peel back those layers even more to be able to look at what really are the contributors behind GERD. So I hope that you'll join me. If you do, you get a free audio download of the teleclass itself and then also a printable PDF or small little book. They're running somewhere between 19 and 21 pages, a write-up on GERD that you can actually store and keep as a reference in a so you can use it for future if you're going to be talking to anyone that has GERD or anyone, if you're a practitioner, that you're working with someone, you now have a complete reference and resource to be able to go to find out all of the contributors around acid reflux. So if you're suffering from it, I hope that you'll join me. If you have a friend or a loved one that's suffering from it, I hope that you'll share it with them. Again, it's October 29th, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. You can actually register online on my website, www.ritberger.com. So I hope that you're going to join me. There are a lot of fun for me to put together and a lot of fun to share, and I always enjoy the feedback. Okay, so what can foot problems tell you that you might want to look at changing in your life? So let's go right foot. Right foot is telling you change the way you look at your life and your relationships. Both are all right. Well, golly, you know, all this energy and all these things that are happening. I've had more people emailing me in the last couple days. It says, what's going on with the phones? What's going on with the internet? Why am I with someone one moment and then gone the next? Well, this is what happens when you do live shows. I was talking and we were talking about feed and everything. And all of a sudden it was like, hello? And then Rebecca's emailing me back and I'm emailing her back and we're sending like crazy. So we are back. So let's see. How can we apply this to the feet? I'm not sure, but I think we need to keep on going. So one of the things I was sharing before I went off the air is I was sharing some of the things that were going on. I think let's redo the left foot. The left foot problems are telling you open yourself up to receiving the support you need from other people in the universe. The heel problems are change what makes you feel vulnerable so you can stand on your own two feet. The right heel is deal with rejection issues. Remember what matters most is how you see yourself. Your left heel is if you feel out of step with other people in the world, celebrate it instead of wondering how you can get back in step. Every one of us is designed to march to our own drummers. Anything with the Achilles tendon reveals an unwillingness to move forward, but it isn't that you're really unwilling. What it is that you just don't have enough information to step forward. Give yourself permission to be able to just stay where you are. Don't see yourself stuck. You're just basically observing. That's a different way to look at it. So those are some of the things tied to the feet themselves, the heels themselves. But I want to share real quick, and I want to take a couple more calls. There's a strange remedy that a friend called me with when it was dealing with the aches and pains, specifically in the inflammation in the feet itself. And they said to me, Carol, you need to know about this green cabbage remedy. And I said to him, you've got to be kidding me. Green cabbage? And I know it sounds crazy, but I'm going to tell you, it really worked because there's something in the cabbage itself that acts a lot like castor oil packs would do. It actually cools the foot itself and it wicks out all the toxin and it really comes in and it detoxifies the area. And it's just as strange as can be, but I can tell you besides that water bottle that I would freeze and roll my feet on it, that green cabbage became my best friend. Not necessarily one that I wanted to eat, but boy, I'll tell you. And it really worked on my feet. And the very, very funny story is I have a cute little dog and she would come in and she would look at me first of all, rather strange knowing who I am. I'm really accustomed to that. But the other part of it is she'd go up and she'd smell this cabbage and she would literally leave the room. And then she would turn around and give me one last glance that says, Mom, you are absolutely crazy, but I'm going to tell you it works. Curcumin or turmeric is also very good for inflammation. Ibuprofen, if nothing else works, it works wonderful to be able to help you. The freezing the water bottle, castor oil packs, massage the Achilles tendon, because that really is attached to, in many ways, attached to those ligaments. If the tendon is tight, the ligaments are tight. Ligaments are tight, the tendon is tight. Ice packs on the lower back helps. Always stretch before standing. Shared that with another listener. And then also doing those ABCs and keeping those ankles loose. When the ankles are loose, the sacroiliac joint or that pelvic girdle is loose, then that minimizes the back pain associated with plantar fasciitis. Also, all of these things help work as far as the inflammation that can happen in the nerves themselves of neuromas. So things that you can do, very, very interesting, lots of psychological things. If you're stuck, remember you're really not stuck. You just don't have enough information. Or maybe the thoughts that you're thinking, those repetitive thoughts, are literally blocking you from moving forward. Choose one thing, stand tall, step forward, both feet planted, know the direction you're going to go. Go and take that step. Don't be afraid to. And then that's the psychological part that I find. That's what the soul says, is stop, observe, and then be sure as you step forward, it's what you want to do and not what other people want you to do. All right, let's go to Lily from Canada. Hi, Lily.
Hello. Thank you, Carol, for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have two problems. You know, like my toe is numb on my left side. And also the other problem that I have, you know, like it's my eye contact. When I am talking with someone, I don't know, just automatically, you know, like I can't, you know, I'm not aware of that. But my eyes are, you know, like lower and I don't know what's going on. And I was wondering if you can just see anything related to my eye contact.
I can. So what you're really working with is you're working with a nerve inflammation as well. I can go in, hun, and I can also pick up a little bit of degeneration in the myelin sheathing and the sciatic nerve in both feet. So let me tell you, the sciatic nerve originates between lumbar vertebrae 1 and 2. It's the longest nerve in the human body. It comes down the back, goes through the bottom, down the back of the leg, hits the heel, and it splits. And it splits to where it goes to the big toe and where it goes to the little toe. And then there's all these little feeder nerves that animate the toes in between. When I go into the nerves and the sciatic nerve in the back itself, I actually have some degeneration in the nerve on the right side, a little bit on the left, but more on the right. It looks like it was probably due to an injury that really started the process where the nerve became compressed in the lower back, and that compression caused that nerve to become irritated, inflamed, and then caused this degeneration. What that means, Lily, is that when your brain tells your feet and your legs to be animated and to have movement, it goes down your spine the way that it needs to, but it hits that lower, that sciatic nerve, and it's like the message that your brain sends to the nerve doesn't get to the feet the way it needs to, and that's causing some of the numbness. The other thing is, I would like you to look at your diet, Ayurvedic medicine. I would say that you have a hot pitta. Your gut is very hot. Your immune system is very hot. Look at things you can do to cool your gut down, and then be able to work with your immune system. That would be able to help you. Some of the other things I'm picking up are all tied to nerve inflammation, and that's where you're going to want to really focus all of your energy in. You might want to look at, are you doing any kind of over-the-counter anti-inflammatories? Are you doing Advil or Aleve or any of those things?
Time to time, yes. I'm taking Zoboxet.
Okay.
Yeah, time to time, not all the time.
Okay, that's good. You don't need it all the time, but I'm going to give you kind of a cue, hun, that when you are going to need it, and see if I can do this. 3 days before you start needing to take something that's going to help you with managing the pain itself, 3 days before, I can feel your body get really hot. It's like you get really anxious. I first of all wanted to tie it to the hormone changes of where you are, that you're going through, but it actually feels like it's tied to your lower gut. It's like your lower gut gets too hot. And then I'm starting to pick up some candida. I'm finding that you're too acidic. And there's something that either emotionally causes you to kind of get out of sorts with yourself or out of step with yourself or out of balance. Those are the metaphors that are coming up. And then I just feel this angst that happens and this gut that gets hot. And then I can find a little bit of presence of the candida, the yeast imbalance. And then I can find the immune system trying to figure it out. And then being able to try to send out, what it's doing is it's sending out, the immune system sending out antibodies to try to find out where the inflammation is and then to be able to work with it. So start looking at the calendar, hun, when you start finding that you're having these episodes, because that's what they feel like. It's not, it doesn't feel to me like it's 24/7 problem. It comes in waves. And if you can look at how often it happens on a monthly basis, what you've done from a food standpoint, if you've integrated anything new into your diet, or where you are psychologically. So here's what it feels like, honey. 3 days before, somebody emotionally steps on your toes. And then immediately after the 3 days, I can start this perfect storm of acidity, this inflammation, this everything else. Now I start getting the discomfort. I'm getting some of the irregularities in the messages that are going to the eyes, that are going to the stomach, that's a part of that digestive part that I'm picking up, and then into the lower back, into the feet. So the best thing with the toe numbness is ask yourself, who's stepping on your toes? And then what can you do to set boundaries or to set things or to walk away and or to be able to say what you need to? Find a method from that. The first thing comes in, create an affirmation. Find out who's stepping on your toes. Create an affirmation that doesn't allow you to get caught up in that anger, that frustration. And that's what I really find psychologically is tied to the actual emotion itself of what's going on.
How about my eye contact? You know, it's such a big dilemma for me now.
Yes, that is actually what it is. That part of it is tied to this nerve situation. I'm going to ask a question. Have you worked with a neurologist yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I would encourage you to go and to talk to a neurologist about the things that are happening, only because a neurologist will be able to give you a different perspective than I did. And it will be able to, the neurologist will be able to give you an anatomical, physiological picture of what may be going on. Might run some tests to see where, they could find that degeneration. Because if you think of the nerve as having this little coating around it, like this little plastic tubing, that's called the myelin sheathing. And when we have chronic inflammation or we have an injury to an area, that myelin sheathing actually disintegrates and it creates like a slice in the lining. And what that means is the message that comes down your spine to that part of the body, whether it's the eyes or whether it's to that lower back into the foot, the message that comes down the spine is strong, but it hits the split. And then as it travels down that nerve, especially into the feet, then what we're getting is we're getting the breakdown in the message. How old are you, Lily?
41.
40? Okay, 41. Yeah. So what I would do is I would go in and just ask the doctor about these things. Tell them what your symptomology is. Tell them about the eye and everything and see if, again, they can offer you a different perspective. I've offered you one and your mind needs to have one. Your mind needs to hear that this isn't something that is a big problem. It's something that you can live with, that you can work with, and that you can heal. And a doctor, a neurologist, excuse me, we'll be able to give you that information the way that you need.
Oh, okay. Thanks. It's not a psychological problem. It's a neurological, right?
They're both. Yes, they're both. They're both exactly the same. You know, I gave you that psychological part of it, stepping on your toes. What do you need to see differently? Those are the metaphors. So there is, those are, the soul gives me those so I can offer you a different perspective. But I do believe that we need to work with someone so they can give your mind, you know, something tangible that it can hang on to, so you can have the information and then you can be comfortable in your body.
Okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for calling me. Gosh, two calls from Canada today. I want to thank everybody for calling me. I would love to be able to squeeze in some more. Light and love. I'll see you next week on the radio.
To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.